one of the best bands, hands down, coming out of Melbourne NARM right now. I first heard them on the Vampire Club split 7-inch that they did with Billiam that we heard earlier. Really recommend that split. It's a total gateway record. So yes, that was the Vovos with Go Die in the Woods from the Go Die in the Woods single that came out last October on Blossom Rot Records Australia. Which, side note, was started by Natalie Pavlovic from the band Dinas, which is a beautiful indie pop band, and Sophie McCornish from the band Body Type. Also a really incredible indie rock band from Sydney, who just released their newest LP, Expired Candy, on Poison City Records. So very exciting times. Okay, and then before that, we heard the song Yeah Nah by Laser Tits, great band name, from the Not Punk Per Se LP that they self-released in 2017. Before that, we heard the band Future Suck with Hold Me Back from the Simulation LP that came out in 2022 on Rackoff Records. And we started that off with Civic. That was Fly Song from the Taken by Force LP that came out in February of last year, February 10th, so happy belated to Taken by Force. And that record came out on Cooking Vinyl from Melbourne and ATO Records from New York, New York. And of course, all the bands we're hearing tonight are from Melbourne, NARM, Australia. Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. And let's keep it going because we still have a lot to get through. I want to pivot a bit from the raw stuff and get into another great sector of the Melbourne NARM scene. A kind of softer and more introspective approach. There's a really beautiful indie pop shoegazy scene that's still certainly punk, but they wash it out a bit more. So let's start it off with the band Super X with the song Turn to Black.
There's no talking about my girl.
It's nice to me.
My girl.
She lets me bring her
in. My girl.
Has a lot of cool boys.
My girl.
And she knows I know she knows.
My girl. My girl.
Snuck a super fun, colorful, wobbly punk song in at the end there. Love them so much. That was Checkpoint with the song My Girl from the DRIFT LP that came out in October of last year on Ersta Take Ton Trager from Mannheim, Germany. Such a great example of the wacky sound coming out of Melbourne Narm right now. Okay, so we snuck that one in at the end, but before that, we heard some great examples of the washy punk that the scene is producing. One of the absolute, maybe my favorite band in that corner of the scene, that was Flying Colors. Colors spelled O-U-R, and then two Y's in flying. And that was the song Big Mess from the Fantasy Country LP that came out in 2021 on Poison City Records from Melbourne. That's maybe my favorite record of theirs, but they just released a new one last March called You Never Know, which is great. A bit more slowcore and more moody. A great rainy day record. So check them out. Okay, before that, we heard the band Cosmetica with the song Mokri Asphalt from the Illustration LP that came out last April on Spoilsport Records. Man, Spoilsport's killing it tonight. Love that record, like Moogie Slow Dive. And then before that, we heard the song Heavy Breathing by the Melbourne band Imperial Leather, not to be confused with the Swedish punk band from Stockholm from the 2000s. I made that mistake myself. And that was off their self-titled 7-inch that came out in 2022 on Rackoff Records, another Melbourne NARM label that's killing it tonight. And then we, of course, started that off with Super X, the song Turn to Black from their self-titled LP that came out in 2020 on Spoilsport Records. There they are again. And Polox Records from Ile de France. There's another one! They put out the Dragnet record. Any record labels out there, don't miss out. We got labels from France, Germany, the U.S., Mexico, all figuring out that this scene is onto something. So book a flight to Melbourne and get in on the action because it's happening down there right now. Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. You can hear all of our episodes at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email Maximum at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. Any submissions you'd like to send two copies of vinyl or one copy of CD only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate, and you can subscribe and rate Maximum wherever you find your podcasts. So, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. And thank you all so much for being here tonight to celebrate something that's very important to me. Even though I've never been... So I don't know if anyone notices, but I always make sure to mention where bands and record labels are from. That's really important to me because I grew up in a lot of really small towns, and most of the people that I interacted with were townies that'll live and die there. And... well, it always made me feel trapped. You don't really live in a town like that. You get sucked into it. Especially when you're young and you don't have any money or any rights. That's how people get stuck. One of, if not the most important thing that Maximum Rock and Roll has done for my life is that it reminded me that there's a world out there. Outside of this town. There are regular people, people that are maybe even just like me, that they wake up and look out their window and, like, see Tokyo, or Montreal, or Paris, or Melbourne. I feel like I got an idea of what the view from their window looks like when I hear the music that they make, or what their drive to work looks like. Simple things like that. My world was so simple, and it was exciting, not just to hear the amazing parts, but, like, the regular parts. It makes the world seem smaller. If the world isn't so big and far away, then maybe worries and anxieties aren't so big. And if the world isn't that big, then I don't have to feel so small anymore. Something as simple as a window can... Hi, Morris. Hi, Morris. I like my window. And I hope all of you like yours, wherever in the world you are. And remember that the rest of the world isn't that far away. Even if you don't get to be there in person, you can still get a sense of what people there are feeling. You can travel just by listening to records made by normal people in extraordinary environments. And to the people getting to experience Melbourne NARM, don't miss this time. Imagine living in Seattle in the late 80s, early 90s, and just, like, never going out and totally missing that music scene. Or living in the East Village in the 70s and never going to CBGBs. Or San Francisco in the 60s, or even fucking the Sunset Strip in the 80s. Melbourne NARM is that right now, and it's only getting better. So much thanks to the Melbourne NARM music scene for making the best music in the world in this moment in time. And thank you so much for sharing your world with us. So, I want to conclude tonight with two really important bands. I first realized something was happening down in Melbourne NARM when I heard the band Alien Nose Job. That was really the band that made me sit up and pay attention. After that first EP, the Panel Beat EP that came out in, I think it was like 2017, 2018, I think, that's when more and more Melbourne bands started popping up on my radar. Alien Nose Job deserves a lot of the credit for that, and I've been a huge fan ever since. And then the last song I want to play, the MVPs of 2023, and yes, I know I played them last episode, but they're that good! So we can't do a Melbourne NARM episode without playing the very best in the city. That's right, we'll listen to Punter again. Last episode, we listened to the opening track from their self-titled, so tonight we're going to listen to the closing song. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. And thank you all so much for being here and letting me gush about something or somewhere that's very important to me. I love you all very much. This is Alien Nose Job with the song The Punisher Was Cool from the Derivative Sounds of or A Dog Always Returns to Its Vomit LP that came out last October on Goner Records from Memphis, Tennessee, and Antifade Records from Geelong West, Victoria, Australia. And then Punter with the song A Year's Silence from their self-titled LP that came out in March of last year on Drunken Sailor Records from Stoke, UK, and Active Darrow Records from Melbourne. And every band we've heard tonight is from Melbourne, NARM, Australia.